Hi, I'm Alan Weiss. Welcome to The Way I See It. Today, how to educate the toughest student, yourself. I'm asked all the time how I stay abreast of things in a constantly changing world, how I have the basis to challenge fads and unsubstantiated claims. Just take a look at my blog and see what I stirred up amongst the blogosphere recently. And the other day, you know, an authority in our field told me that the entire face of consulting is changing, and I told him he was spewing bromides, not facts. So be careful to whom you listen. So I educate myself continually, and I'd like to share some sources with you. I'm asked about this a lot. I don't claim that you should do what I do, only that these work for me, and you might be able to adopt some of them. This business is about intellectual breadth, make no mistake about it. Not narrow specialties, not methodologies. No matter what your expertise, it's about intellectual breadth. High-level buyers aren't looking for technicians. They normally delegate technicians to their own specialists. They're looking for potential value-added partners who possess and who demonstrate business acumen and sophistication. So here are 12 tools. Number one, read the Wall Street Journal every day. It's only the best written paper in the country, maybe the world. You don't have to read it from cover to cover. One of my colleagues said to me, you know, it's very tough for me. I spent 4 hours yesterday. Just scan the headlines. Read articles of interest when the headlines reflect something you think would be meaningful to you. Do read the editorials and the op-ed page and the letters to the editor in the arts section. Look up your clients and your prospects' stories if you do this online. But reading the Wall Street Journal will pretty much keep you abreast as an intelligent business person of what's going on in the business community. Number two, read the local paper. This applies even if you're traveling. So if you're in Cleveland, read the Cleveland Plain Dealer. If you're in Denver, read the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News. I found that USA Today is a bit too superficial and too vanilla, but that's me. You might enjoy that. But I think it's better to read a local newspaper to get a different kind of flavor. Number three, listen to the TV news once or twice a day. You know, for all of the brickbats and for all of the condemnation, you can learn things quickly. You do it while, you know, you're shaving in the morning if you're a man, or you're doing your hair if you're a woman. Catch one of the evening news anchors if you can at 6:30 or whatever in your time. I also like to listen in the morning to Don Imus. He's on TV and radio, and it's a fascinating program, and he's one of the few programs where you'll find leading historians and politicians and celebrities and non-celebrities of all stripes interviewed with, you know, sort of equal abuse. Four, read a business book a month. Don't choose it for ease, choose it for knowledge. There are some great biographies out, people like Frederick Winslow Taylor and Peter Drucker. And there are fabulous historical works, like The Capitalist Philosophers by Andrea Gabor. And so try to pick one business book a month, and don't worry about whether it's a faddish one. In fact, you're probably better without that. Number five, read at least two other books a month. They could be biographies or fiction or histories or detective stories or science fiction or whatever. It doesn't matter. You need to be an object of interest to other people. Too many people are dull. Too many people don't know what's playing on Broadway. Too many people don't know what the latest is on the situation in South Africa. And so, for goodness sakes, read. It also helps to read everything that an author or two turn out. I learned that when I was an undergraduate. For example, I've read all of John Updike. I've read everything of Stephen Jay Gould. And I've read all the works of Patrick O'Brien. And so there you have a guy writing on the historical British Navy, a guy writing on paleontology and science, and a guy writing on a sort of contemporary American society. Read everything of at least one author. You'll be an expert in that author. John Irving, by the way, is not a bad bet. Number six, see the latest movies. Comedies, drama, art house, foreign, documentary, doesn't matter. It's perfectly fine to watch them on cable or on demand or rent them. Beyond the potential entertainment, you'll get a glimpse of what society is valuing, and you'll be better able to talk in networking and social events. Number seven, if possible, attend the theater. Even regional theater or amateur productions will do it. But find out what Chekhov and Arthur Miller and Tennessee Williams and Moliere were talking about. And bite the bullet, go and see some Shakespeare. Here's a hint, it's easier if you read the play first. Number eight, actively debate issues with family members or friends or colleagues. Take an unpopular position, just read my blog, or swim against the tide in general. Test your grasp of both the issue and the language. Force yourself to validate your beliefs, personally and professionally. Somebody asked me once how much trouble I stir up on Alan's forums that I don't really necessarily believe in but just want to debate. The answer was between 40 and 50%. Number 9. When you encounter a word you don't know, write it down. Look it up and keep it on file until you can use it easily. Make no mistake about it. A broad vocabulary is a highly potent force and a clear sign of high intelligence. People are impressed with language and vocabulary. And number 10, write articles and position papers even if they're never published. Put them on your website. Force yourself to express your views in writing. Somebody said once, if you really want to learn something, try to teach it. Pursue a hobby, any hobby, with passion. Let yourself become immersed in something which is pleasurable and in which you can become adept. You don't have to become expert. We're talking success, not perfection. If all you know is your profession, I've got news for you. You don't know very much. Number 12, and finally, develop acquaintances and friendships with those who will force you to stretch. Don't be the big fish in the tiny pond. Join associations or mastermind groups or activities whose members will challenge you. You grow by running to catch up, not by sitting complacently in place. The toughest student is you. Don't be embarrassed or don't be embarrassing and fail your own test. I'm Alan Weiss, and that's the way I see it. Life is not pass-fail, folks. The grades do count.